It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue.
We're jamming here in the studio. Can we
All right, I dig it.
Celebration.
It's always a celebration when Jeff Holshue's in.
Well, you're welcome.
Wait, you've got to do the traditional greeting.
Greetings and salutations.
Thank you. How you been, Jeff?
Super amazing and terrific, but it could get better.
Oh, you know. Well, do tell.
Yeah, well, in case you couldn't tell, my normal theme from Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month, although it is the first of the month.
I know, it's actually the first today.
This month, we are all about a celebration at the credit union.
Oh.
So, yes. So, mark your calendars. Friday, October 18th, is our open house, finally celebrating our grand reopening of our credit union.
Yay.
So,
yay!
Very exciting.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited about it. I know you guys have been in to do some stuff and check it out, but you know, we say grand reopening. We've been open the whole time, but it's just been in different. It's come into the building and see which section of it is plasticed off or.
Yeah.
Roped off or caution signs here or no bathrooms there.
And if they're looking for you, you've been moved.
That's right. I have been relocated. So I was formerly on the west end of the building. I was representing the west side. And now due to circumstances beyond my control, I have been moved all the way to the east end, right near our fabulous CEO, Corrine Coyle. I have been located next to her. I kind of put myself in the principal's office is kind of, you know, when you're.
That's probably
when
the only way they could handle you.
Right. That's
there.
What I'm thinking. Like, I always noticed when I was in elementary school, like after week two, I was always in the front of the class and I don't know why.
Jeff to the front.
They wanted to keep an eye on you, Holshue.
Like, Jeff, front of the class, because no one could pronounce my last name anyway. Yeah. So anyway, but yes. We have got some exciting things that are going on at the credit union. I see, Sarah, you've got our Facebook page pulled up.
I sure do.
And so this last week was the convention, Iowa Credit Union League convention. It was in Des Moines this year. And our fabulous loan officer, Ashley, was part of the Crasher program, which is kind of a neat program that they have that's designed for some of the younger folks that are in the credit union industry to really kind of give them kind of the inspiration to go on and continue doing what we do on a regular basis.
And boy,
basis.
Did she rave about that.
I tell you what, Ashley is phenomenal.
Yeah. She is.
She is a great asset that we have at the credit union. She really goes above and beyond for our members and living the credit union philosophy of people helping people every single day.
Not only is she good at her job, she's a great person.
Yeah.
Well.
Very likable person.
Well.
Well, you know.
Don't get yourself into trouble now, Jeff.
I don't know how much I can agree. That's the thing.
Well, if she is helping Little Red and myself facilitate what we hope will be a home loan.
Well, good.
You know, we're
good.
Pre-approved. Good. We're house shopping right now, and she's done a great job with that.
And Paula does a fantastic job as well. Paula's been at the credit union. I think at least 15 years,
nice,
I think.
Nice, yes.
So, you know, we've got two really great people that are our main loan people. And so, yeah. It's great. It's very cool walking into work every single day and understanding what the mission is of the credit union philosophy and people helping people and seeing that and working with that every day, I think is neat for a financial institution. So.
Yeah.
But I have something that I'm going to talk about.
Oh,
okay.
What could it be? I've kind of hinted to this before about our A+ Savers Club.
Okay.
Right. So in case you don't know, our A+ Savers Club is our youth account program that we have at the credit union.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of had something in years prior that was called Kirby Kangaroo, and Kirby kind of got tired, and he retired back down to Australia. So we came up with a really cool program called the A+ Savers Club. And what the A+ Savers Club does is it's all about rewarding the students for doing good in school. Right. So what we have instituted now with our A+ Savers Club is a new program called A's That Pays. right? So now when your student gets A's and B's on the report card, they can actually bring that report card in and the credit union will deposit money into their account.
That's great.
So the way that it works is you'll get $4 for every A and $2 for every B. And we'll do it at the semester, right? So it'd be at the end of the, so January and May or something like that, right? So we're not going to do quarter grades. We'll do semester grades. But, and we realize that Newton schools, God bless them, but sometimes they're given A's, sometimes they're giving meets expectations. There's no right. uniform grade scale, unfortunately. But we'll figure out what that equivalent is so that we can get those kids rewarded. And then we've also expanded that program as well because it used to be just like 0 through 12 years old. Well, now with the A's That Pay program, it doesn't really make sense for us to just stop at 6th grade or 5th grade. So now we're actually going to go all the way through 8th grade. So kindergarten through 8th grade, if your child gets A's or B's on their semester report card, bring that in and we'll deposit that into their account. Now,
That's a great motivator.
Yeah. Now, granted, I mean, obviously you do have to have the account at the credit union. We're not just going to hand you money and then you go somewhere else or go down to Cardinal Corner, although they have delicious ice cream.
Try the peanut butter fudge. But
anyway. There you go. Yeah. So anyway, so that is a program that we've kind of taken a look at and expanded because a lot of people, moms and dads, you know, their kids get money. It just sits in a piggy bank or they get checks. They come in and they write them and they cash them. And, you know, we want to get people into the habit of, especially when you're young, coming into the credit union, bringing your change. We have a fast coin counting machine that's lightning quick, bringing that stuff in and just kind of learning how to handle your money. And the best way to handle it is learning to do it from when you're, you know, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Financial education is so important.
That's right. You know? Big time. So, And we have a program that we do at the middle school. We have a program that we do that we help out with in junior achievement at the elementary school. And then we've actually started to go and talk into some classes at the high school now. So
yeah. That's great.
Which is really, really, really super duper important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always thought they should really have that class, like as a mandatory right. when you're in high school. You right. should learn financial education, yep. so it's great that you're doing that.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Yeah, when I was in Waterloo, I worked for an organization that supplied books for those financial education programs.
Yes.
And I think it should, yeah, agreed that it should be part of curriculum.
Right, yeah. And unfortunately, the way that it kind of goes right now is that it's an elective. And a lot of times it's freshmen and sophomores that are in the class, which is good, right? Because we're still reaching out to them. But many of freshmen and sophomores don't necessarily have a job yet, right?
Right.
So it's hard to teach those kids kind of the fundamentals of handling money and the way that this all works when they don't interact with it a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some kids do have jobs. I mean, my son's got a friend that works at Fairway. And, you know, and that's important. And so, you know, getting those to come in and understanding how to handle your money. I mean, I didn't have a job until I was a sophomore in mm-hmm. high school, but, you know, some kids don't. And then the last thing you want is to be a college graduate and have never earned a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And then you get a job and you start making money. You have no idea what to do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's true. You need to learn how to budget and save early so that it's just a part of getting that money.
That's
because
right.
if it's not a part of it, then you're probably just going to go spend it.
Right.
That's what I would have done.
That's right. That's right. You're going to go make it rain at Walmart.
That's right. Hey.
There you go.
Give me all those Beanie Boos.
There you go.
So, yeah. So we are going to have another thing that we're working on and that we're actually going to be talking about that more. And I'll be having more radio commercials and everything the week of the 14th. So now on the 14th, we are closed because it is Columbus Day. So thank you, Columbus, 1492, my man.
Yeah. Hey.
So we will be closed on that day.
All right.
But.
Well, anything else to add today, Jeff?
Negatory.
Okay.
Right. That is, again, so our open house is Friday, October 18th, and we're going to be having most of that celebration and everything from 9 to 5. We are open until 6 p.m. that day because it is a Friday, but yes, most of the open house and come in and check out and see what we're all about. All of that will be taking place that day.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to come and help you celebrate the grand reopening of your new remodel, which, by the way, is absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you very much.